brought to you by Penguin.
Saga of an American Family, the 30th Anniversary Edition, by Alex Haley. Narrated by Avery Brooks, with a special introduction by Michael Eric Dyson.
Dedication. It wasn't planned that Roots researching and writing finally would take 12 years. Just by chance, it is being published in the bicentennial year of the United States. So I dedicate Roots as a birthday offering to my country, within which most of Roots happened. Acknowledgements. I owe deep gratitude to so many people for their help with Roots that pages would be required simply to list them all. The following are preeminent. George Sims, my lifelong friend from our Henning, Tennessee boyhood, is a master researcher who often traveled with me, sharing both the physical and emotional adventures. His dedicated combing through volumes by the hundreds and other kinds of documents by the thousands, particularly in the U.S. Library of Congress and the U.S. National Archives, supplied much of the historical and cultural material that I have woven around the lives of the people in this book. Murray Fisher had been my editor for years at Playboy magazine when I solicited his clinical expertise to help me structure this book from a seeming impassable maze of researched materials. After we had established Roots' patterns of chapters, next the storyline was developed, which he then shepherded throughout. Finally, in the book's pressurized completion phase, he even drafted some of Roots' scenes, and his brilliant editing pen steadily tightened the book's great length. The Africa section of this book exists in its detail only because at a crucial time, Mrs. DeWitt Wallace and the editors of the Reader's Digest shared and supported my intense wish to explore if my maternal family's treasured oral history might possibly be documented back into Africa, where all Black Americans began. Nor would this book exist in its fullness without the help of those scores of dedicated librarians and archivists in some 57 different repositories of information on three continents. I found that if a librarian or archivist becomes excited with your own fervor of research, they can turn into sleuths to aid your quests. I owe a great debt to Paul R. Reynolds, doyen of literary agents, whose client I have the pleasure to be, and to Doubleday senior editors Lisa Drew and Ken McCormick, all of whom have patiently shared and salved my frustrations across the years of producing Roots. Finally, I acknowledge immense debt to the griots of Africa, where today it is rightly said that when a griot dies, it is as if a library has burned to the ground. The griots symbolize how all human ancestry goes back to some place and some time where there was no writing. Then, the memories and the mouths of the ancient elders was the only way that early histories of mankind got passed along for all of us today to know who we are.
Haley's Comet by Michael Eric Dyson. From the very beginning, Alex Haley's Roots counted as much more than a mere book. It tapped deeply into the Black American hunger for an African ancestral home that had been savaged by centuries of slavery and racial dislocation. More than the sum of its historical and literary parts, some of which have been rigorously criticized and debunked, Haley's quest for his roots changed the way Black folk thought about themselves and how white America viewed them. No longer were we genealogical nomads with little hope of learning the names and identities of the people from whose loins and culture we sprang. Haley wrote Black folk into the Book of American Heritage and gave us the confidence to believe that we could find our forebears even as he shared his own. Kunta and Kizzy, and Chicken George, too, became members of our Black American family. That's why...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?